Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Get it off your chest.
My goal each and every segment,
yes,
is to do something that makes Dan go that I can only hear because his mic's off. I got him on that one.
You did get me on that one.
I got him on that one.
That was good.
Doesn't take much.
Cavaliers.
That was a low bar.
Cavaliers have won three straight games.
I'm always appreciative of the
laugh. Yeah, there you go.
Cavs have won three straight games. They beat Detroit, 110-91. Then they beat Miami. Big win. Two nights ago, a 126-106, and then last night they took down Atlanta, 137-115.
After the three-game losing streak.
This is correct.
So there you go.
Look at that. And that was after a two-game winning streak. That makes you feel better.
Wow.
Now you feel better? Next two are against Dallas and Boston, Sunday, 3:30. Big game, Dallas, and then a bigger one, Tuesday, February 4th. Be there. Boston.
Aloha.
Yes. All kinds of national TV for that one. 7:30 start. What's going on with your Cavs beyond the fact they've got a couple all-stars and we're sitting around debating who the best center is all time for the Cavaliers? We bring in our super friend of the show from HoopsWire.com. He is Sam Amico on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Sammy. How are you?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Samuel?
We are just splendid. Just splendid today. What a win last night for the Cavaliers. There's no problem with Atlanta, is there? They took care of business last night.
All that matters is that you beat them later in the season, right?
Right.
And they sure seem to dominate the poor Hawks, who have really been struggling. I think that was 7 straight losses now. So it's the first time in 3 games the Cavs have trailed, but they took care of that pretty quickly. We're up 29 in the second half, so... Yeah, just been back to their dominant ways again over the last 3 games.
Our guy Evan Mobley has taken a nice step, Sam. Is he anywhere near his ceiling?
You know, I think that he's probably closing in on it. There are some things that they would like him to, you know, that they're still working on. Kenny Atkinson has kind of turned him into the Cavs' Draymond Green in the sense that here's a guy who's pulling defensive rebounds off the glass and bringing the ball up the floor and facilitating the offense. And Kenny Atkinson has said, I want to see him do it more. You know, we want him to get better at that and more comfortable in that role for when the playoffs get here. So there are areas that, yeah, they could see him getting better at. three-point shooting has taken a little bit of a dip over the past, you know, since he had that injury and he's come back from that. And it's not something that they're, you know, they don't want to turn him into a only three-point shooter, but that element of his game has really expanded this year. They want to see that more consistent. And it just comes with reps, in-game reps. But, you know, he's been – Kenny Atkinson was hired to get Darius Garland and Evan Mobley to another level. And guess what? You've got those two guys as all-stars this year. So, you know, there's probably room to grow for Evan. He knows that. But so far, so great in the Kenny Atkinson era.
Sammy, look, they are going to go to the All-Star game, but is there any fear of a little bit of fatigue? Maybe these guys could use a rest after a 39-9 start.
Kenny Atkinson said that like three games ago.
Yeah.
He said, you know, we could use a break. The coaching staff, the players, and it's probably something that's, you know, league-wide. It really seems to impact the contenders right now. You know, the Bostons, Oklahoma City hasn't looked great since beating the Cavs. Boston's been right around 500. Houston's looked good. Memphis has had their up and down. So I think a lot of teams that are in those races that intend to be in the, you know, the thick of it when the playoffs get here, those are the teams right now. Kenny Atkinson said he wish he had little dog stickers so he could put them on his calendar, you know, to indicate that these are the dog days of the season. And, you know, and it's right. You know, I think that this is a time of year where a lot of the contenders are saying, just get us to the All-Star break, give us a little break, and then we'll make that push. And I also thought it was interesting that Kenny said, we have a different plan of attack for the way things are going to be handled after the All-Star break. We plan to ramp it up even more. And that plan is definitely in place already, broken it out. So, yeah, I think there's without doubt everybody's ready for a little basketball party at the All-Star weekend and just to, you know, kick your feet up and have a good time, take a break.
Sammy, what's this team look like come playoff time? Because as much as we've all enjoyed what they've been doing in the regular season, and we see what they've been doing and how they've been doing it, which has been outstanding. I keep thinking, okay, how does this match up come playoff time? Does this work? Does this style work? It worked for Golden State, and I wonder, will it work here?
Yeah, offensively, there's no problems. There's not a single problem. They're averaging 130 points a game. You know, they're finding ways to score even when they're missing some pieces. The other night in Miami, they didn't have Darius Garland, and the offense was as fluid as ever. And you could make the case that Darius has been the best player this year, you know, in a long – and that's not a shot at the other guys. It's just that's how good Darius has been. So I think that the fact that they've had playoff experience makes you doubt that they can keep this going a lot less, right? I mean – this isn't a team that's going into the playoffs as a new team. They look like a new team, but it's the same guys. If that was, you know, our offseason, everybody's offseason complaint was really they're just going to sit there and do nothing but hire a coach. Well, that's really benefited them. Mm-hmm. And the fact that these same guys have played together before in the playoffs, I think will really benefit them. You know, if you 39-9, it's hard to find an Achilles heel, but if you have one, it's been the up and down inconsistency at the defensive end. Well, that's the thing that they're really trying to shore up before the playoffs. Donovan Mitchell said it the other night. He said, look, we're still mastering this zone, and sometimes it falls apart, and that's fine. He said, because guess what? We just have to have it mastered in April, May, and if you're lucky enough to get there, June. So I think that they're not going to do much. Kenny Atkinson, we've asked them, are you going to play 11 guys in the playoffs like you're doing now? And he said, yeah, why wouldn't I? It's working.
Yep.
Let's go with what works. So, I don't think that there's any reason to – your fans and media, we're always going to doubt, hey, are they, this team playoff ready? Because they haven't shown us before that they are. But I think that they're just as – you know, capable of anyone, and they certainly believe that they can beat the Celtics in a playoff series. So, you know, I have no reason to doubt them at this point.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's one thing about this team too, Sam, that makes me think, yeah, it should be a much better playoff team, is that in the playoffs, you know, defenses tighten up a little bit, right? You would think, and it's usually a little tougher to score in theory. This team's offense is significantly better. And it almost always seems this way, and it might not be fair. If you can play defense, pretty good defense for one quarter in an NBA game, and your offense is pretty good all the time, you're gonna win a ton of games. And J.B. Bickerstaff put some good defensive principles into these guys. Kenny Atkinson has retained those. They're still playing pretty good defense from time to time. Cavs are putting up 137 last night. They're putting up silly numbers. I don't expect their offense to be stagnant like it's been in the past in the playoffs this year under Kenny Atkinson. And that's why I think you keep your fingers crossed, this could be a very good postseason.
Right, and those are the exact reasons why, because they're, you know, when they're shooting 44% from the field as a team, that's a really bad night for them. And, you know, one of the stats that they keep and one of the things analytics-wise that they really, really check out is shot quality. So it's not necessarily are the shots going in, it's are we getting good shots and good looks at the basket. And when you watch these guys, very rarely do they have shots that are challenged, you know, and that really improves your numbers. And that's because of the ball movement, the improved play of their point guard, you know, Ty Jerome's rise this season after missing all of last year. They're just the guys who are the head of the snake, the quarterbacks in Garland and Ty Jerome and Donovan Mitchell when he's playing point sometimes. Those guys have all gotten, I don't know, I don't want to say better, but they've just become more comfortable in this offense. So defensively, you're right. If they can continue, look, they have probably the two top rim protectors, you know, in the NBA, if you're talking about two guys in Mobley and Allen. So that goes a long way in the playoffs, too, being able to defend the rim. They've just really got the one thing that they've got to clean up between now and the mid-April is being consistent at defending the three-point line. And they do that, and they know it. You know, Kenny Atkinson comes out and says it all the time. So those are things that if they can work on, then, yeah, you would think that they would have just as good of a shot as anybody.
Sam, trade deadline, 3 o'clock Thursday. What do you think?
Well, for starters, this is always the week when I'm my crabbiest. of the entire year. I can tell you that much.
I can tell you that too, boy. Don't call him in February.
Right, right.
Take a nap. You'll be better.
Well, you know, they could do something. You know, I think that they realize they see the same things we do, and it's, yeah, we could probably use a power forward or center to help relieve Jared Allen and Evan Mobley and keep everybody from, you know, you want to get their minutes down and keep their minutes reasonable until the playoffs get here. So I think that's something that they're looking at. I saw the Nance family last night, and I said, boy, would Larry Jr. look real good here again, you know, that he's the kind of guy they could use, somebody like that coming off the bench who can play both front court positions, give you some athleticism, and a guy who can bang. So I think that they've got – the Cavs have their eyes out for those type of players. Obviously, you don't want to mortgage the farm, and they're certainly not going to do that, but – if they could find somebody who could help them in that area without really, you know, you hate to move anybody out of this locker room because they're so connected and everybody gets along so great. You don't really want to mess with that. But if you could find some cheap help in the front court, that's something I'm certain that they're going to explore.
What asset do you think they have that's most valuable to try to do something if they want to?
Well, I mean, that's hard to say. I would think that, you know, Caris LeVert, obviously, and this is nothing, not any inside information, it's just me speculating, would be the guy with, you know, the expiring contract who's a nice player and makes winning plays. I think the Cavs would be real hesitant to give him up. Kenny Atkinson obviously loves him from their time together in Brooklyn and now in Cleveland, but that would be the one guy that you would think if we want to give up something to get somebody, he would probably have to be it. And I think they're real, real hesitant to do that. But if you're asking me what would be the one potentially tradable asset, to me, it would be Caris LeVert. You don't have picks to move unless you're talking second rounders. And sometimes you can sucker teams into taking those if you give them two or three. And then they could potentially, those rival teams could use those and move up in the first round. But really, you don't really want to shake up this roster too much. And when Caris LeVert's healthy, he's a pretty big part of things.
Amen. All right, Sammy, have a great weekend. Don't get too stressed out about the trade deadline. And, of course, we'll be looking at hoopswire.com to see what you got going on.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for having me. And we'll chat at you soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, right, buddy.
Thanks, Sam. Sam Amico on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.